Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us in the Trocare College live line this morning, it's Carl Calabrese, Republican political strategist, as we look at the special election taking place in the MY 26, the former Brian Higgins seat in Congress. Carl, thanks so much for joining us this morning. You have early voting beginning this weekend for the special election set to take place later on this month. Early voting's really kind of taken off, hasn't it? I mean, even in the presidential primary, I was surprised at how many people went out and voted early.
Yes, it has. And there's some downsides to it, especially in a presidential election, or actually in any election that is going to be featuring debates between the candidates. So many states now have early voting that occurs and ends before debates for governors, senators at the presidential level. And I think that's very unfortunate because, you know, you have two or three debates amongst candidates for top office occur after people have sent in and cast their votes. Those debates can change votes. And so I don't like early voting if it occurs before the completion of a debate cycle. And that's what I use to gauge whether it's helpful or not.
Gary Dixon was on with us earlier today, Carl. He told us he is being vastly outspent in this race. But, you know, special elections can be different, right? It all comes down to turnout, and it's likely to be pretty low.
No question, Susan. And you know, Senator Kennedy has always been known as a fundraising juggernaut. I mean, the guy raises huge amounts of money, so everyone expected that imbalance would occur in this race. But you're absolutely right. All elections are about turnout in the final analysis, but special elections even more so. It's very difficult to get people out to vote when it's not November. And the farther away you are from November, now into April, the more difficult it is. So, you know, that's the X factor in a special election. What side will have the better ground game to get their vote out? And that could be critical in a special election like this. You know, you've got to look at the breakout of this district, though. This district is 2-1 Democrat. It includes five cities that are heavily Democrat: City of Buffalo, City of Lackawanna, City of Niagara Falls, City of Tonawanda, and City of North Tonawanda. That gives a Democrat a big advantage because those cities tend to have very effective organizations that work on that ground game. So there's a lot of structural advantages to being a Democrat in this district, but, you know, curveballs do get thrown and swung at and missed. So it's certainly possible that in a special election like this in April, a low turnout by the Democrats could affect this election.
Yeah, we've been talking about, and you just mentioned, the time of the year just impacting turnout. You know, people aren't accustomed to voting for anything in April. I'm also wondering just the history of this seat. You know, this has been Brian Higgins' seat for many years, and it really has not been contested in many years, to the point where if you're living in this district, you haven't really been drawn to the polls to go vote in this race. Like, there's been nothing exciting getting you out to vote for this seat in many years. And does that have an impact on how many people are getting involved? Are people even realizing, who live in the district, that, hey, this is up for grabs again?
You are absolutely correct. Certainly does impact. And also the overconfidence factor. You know, Democrat voters are just kind of used to having a Democrat congressman. And they say, well, you know, we've got such a big advantage in enrollment. He doesn't need my vote. Tim Kennedy doesn't need my vote. I don't need to vote. But again, this is where an organization comes in to play, that you've got to have people on the ground making phone calls, knocking on doors. I did this for 30-something years as a Republican committeeman, and it's tough in a general election in November. When you start getting into primaries and specials that move further back into the year, it becomes even tougher. So the quality of that ground game, the quality of that grassroots effort in pulling, literally pulling people out and appealing to their civic duty, appealing to their partisan pride that it's you've got to come out and vote. We've got a chance at this election if you're a Republican. If you vote, we can maybe pull a surprise, pull a rabbit out of the hat, and catch the other side napping. And so that's what's going on and will be going on right through the special election.
Carl, I want to know if you think this is a coincidence or if it's strategy. Brian Higgins leaves office early, setting up the special election in which Tim Kennedy's heavily favored. John Flynn leaves office early, giving Michael Caine several months of public exposure before that election. Is it coincidence or strategy?
Oh, it's strategy, Susan. Don't think for one second that the people involved, including the party leaders, don't sit down and say, what can we do to give the new person all the advantages of incumbency that are possible? And obviously, ranking number one on that list is early incumbency. Somebody steps down, you now get all the publicity of assuming the seat, and you get 5, 6, 8, 10 months of attention that comes with being that incumbent. And especially, you know, in a seat like a DA, where you've got maybe some high-profile dramatic crimes occurring, you're on television every night. There is no question in my mind that this was strategy on the part of the Democrats, and frankly, good strategy to give their candidate the one-up on any Republican opponent by virtue of the fact that they now have the power of incumbency. It's a very powerful factor in determining elections.
We spoke earlier this morning with Gary Dixon, who's running against Tim Kennedy in this district for the seat. Asked him if he were to lose, would he run again for the seat in the general election in November? He said, you know, up in the air. Would it be smart to? I mean, if you've been campaigning for the seat, even in a loss, you know, some might say, well, hey, you lost the election. Why would you go through it again? But could you kind of just be building on a campaign? Your name's already out there connected to the campaign. Would it be smart for whoever does finish in second to keep it going all the way to November?
It might be, depending on the election results. But, you know, I've talked to Republicans about this, and I've picked up two schools of thought. One is the school of thought that you just outlined, that, you know, gee, it's a shame to waste an election. You've gotten your name out, you've put together an organization, you got votes, why not carry that into the fall? That's a legitimate point. But there are other people who are saying, listen, Gary Dixon has got a future. He's an incumbent town supervisor now. He does not need to lose twice in a row, because that can be a stigma going forward, that you get that that image and that reputation. So I think, from what I'm hearing from different Republicans, he's hearing one argument in one ear and the other argument in the other ear, that you don't need to lose twice. It'll ultimately be his decision. We'll see what happens, but it would not surprise me if he took a pass on the November election.
One other question, Carl. Are you surprised at an ad that's currently running by the Kennedy campaign that uses the Tops mass shooting? It features Zanetta Everhart, his former aide, who's the mother of Tops shooting victim Zaire Goodman. Have you seen it?
I'm not surprised. You know, I mean, it's an emotional issue. It plays to Kennedy's agenda, which is gun control. He openly talks about that in his commercials. He talks about it on his website, that he promoted gun control in Albany, and he'll do the same in Congress. So it plays to that agenda item. We're coming up on the second anniversary of that tragedy. And so, no, I'm not surprised that it would be used.
Carl, thanks so much for the time. As always, Carl Calabrese, Republican political strategist, joining us live this morning on WBEM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.